Young guys making an impact. Doggers already out on the field. They will be kicking off to start this ball game. So the home team, Adair, wearing the bright green helmets, jerseys, and pants, white lettering and numbering. Doggers busting out those new Adidas uniforms, classic Dogger red helmet, white jersey, white pants. The lettering and numbering almost looks like a maroon, between somewhere between Dogger red and Ironman maroon, to be quite honest.
Exactly. And, of course, last year was an exciting time when Dewey kicked off. We never knew what we were going to see, and it's kind of a mixed bag.
Cole Brown is a specialist extraordinaire, expecting to see a sky kick here.
I wish my iron shots looked like his kickoffs.
Barrett Bradbury, Jacob Lappy back to return. Cole Brown has the ball teed up. Fans getting excited. The 2018 football season is underway. Brown boots it high in the air. Near side lands near the 31-yard line. Fielded by Holden Yoder, and he slips through a couple tackles, inches past the 40-yard line, disappears into the pile, and he'll get tackled at the 42-yard line. That's where Adair is going to start on the Warrior side of the 50-yard line. Now, Tim, it's a dangerous one out there at quarterback for Adair. Senior Austin Hines, 54 total touchdowns last season between his arm and his legs, threw for over 2,800 yards, nearly 600 yards on the ground last year. 295 yards, four touchdowns for Hines against the Doggers.
Epitome of dual threat quarterback.
Hines in the gun, three receiver set. He'll give it off to Lappy up the middle. Lappy ripped down and thrown down hard from behind. It's going to be Chad Ostermeyer from the left side of the defensive line. He makes a nice tackle there. Doesn't look like much was gained. They'll give him 2nd and 8 coming up. Adair spread offense. They'll be up-tempo from time to time. Austin Hines looking toward the sideline. Three wide receiver set all on the right side, 45-yard line. Now motion. It's Bradbury from right to left. He'll come in front of the quarterback. Hines takes it on the sweep far side. Still on his feet, stays forward past the 45, brought down on the other side of the 50-yard line. Very close to a first down, but I think he's going to be just shy. About a 6-yard carry on the wide receiver sweep from Barrett Bradbury.
And the Doggers had great pursuit. They had him wrapped up and just didn't get him down in time.
Pistol look, now a shotgun. Two wide receivers far, one near. Hines throws it near side, caught by the tight end, Brock Boren, and he's going to be tripped up. But after he gets a first down, good pursuit on the defensive play there, making the tackle Braden Lewis after a passing play, gain of 6 yards as well, and that'll move the sticks for an 8-air first down. Continuing with the up-tempo look, no score, a minute in. They'll stack three wide receivers on the near side. Whistle sounds before the snap, and there's something of a holdup. No flag here. Some yelling and screaming coming from Rob Gilstrap. Whistles blow. There was inadvertent whistles before the snap. Everybody had stopped on the field, but apparently those whistles weren't from the referee. It was a running play from the senior, Derek Eby. He gained about a yard going forward there. That was the most confusing play I've ever seen.
I think it was a trick play, and they're trying to catch the Doggers off guard.
Here's a bad snap. Hines back to the 45, being chased by Cole Brown. Brown can't bring him down, tries to slip a couple, and he's going to be gang-tackled. Ball is loose at the 47-yard line. Who has it? It appears as if Adair fell on it. But a big loss on a bad snap. They lose 7 yards going backward. And that's a big-time play. Really, Doggers didn't do much there, but two wild plays, and this set of downs, Tim. 3rd and 15 coming up from the Dewey 47-yard line. Of course, Adair, a team that can pass the ball down the field very well.
Something we see very little of Adair is turnovers and hurting themselves. They kind of shot themselves. We got our first time out of the season, Max.
Dewey is going to take it at the 10:08 mark. No score. Scoreboard check being brought to you by the Jane Phillips Medical Center. Quality care close to home. I think everybody needs a little bit of time to breathe here, Tim. Always some tense moments. First 2 minutes of the season, but already a big down here for the Doggers. Been able to get after it, pursuing on the defensive side. A little bit of slippery guys to tackle for Adair, but probably a two-down situation. What do you think here, Tim? 3rd and 16.
Hey, I want to mention, how impressed are you with this Dewey crowd on this side of the
absolutely.
Field? Oh, absolutely. It's a full stands. If you're not familiar with stadium here at Adair, we're on the south side of the field, and the new stands that they put in are just completely packed with Dewey backers. That's great to see.
Absolutely. Big time 3rd down coming up here. The Doggers on defense. If they can get off the field here, that would be a momentous play in this ball game here tonight.
Big play right here.
Three wide receivers set, two on the near side, one on the far side. Hines has Lappy to his left in the gun. Hines takes the snap. It's a play fake. He's scanning down the field plenty of time. Steps in, throws it over the middle of the field. Has a man, Bradbury, caught at the five, and he's into the end zone. A big-time touchdown, 47 yards. The 8 Air Warriors take the top off the Doggers' defense for the first strike in tonight's game.
Wow. I thought they had him pretty well covered to start with. Just got a step, and Hines put it right in his lap.
Yes, he did. First touchdown of the season. And Adair takes the lead, and it looks like they're going to go for two. Barrett Bradbury, 15 receiving touchdowns last season, had two of them against the Doggers last year. Kind of a swinging gate formation here. Three wide on either side with blockers. Hines options out right, pitches it well backward to Lappy. Lappy lowers the shoulder. Ball is popped out, and it's going to be fallen on in the end zone by Bradbury. A two-point conversion for the Warriors. The Doggers did everything right on the defensive side there, but they were unable to fall on that loose ball. Popped it out, but Bradbury had it go right to him. 9:59. It's 8 Air 8, doing nothing. We'll take a quick break. Doggers get the ball coming up. This is KRIG 104.9 FM.
You get rewards for going to a movie, getting good grades, and airline travel. But are you getting rewards from your bank? If not, it's time to switch to RCB Bank.
You want 30 or 60 second breaks.
We pay you to bank with us with our rewards checking options. Choose to get paid by cash or interest. Stop by any RCB Bank location to sign up today. For more information, visit our website at rcbbank.com. Some restrictions apply. Member FDIC. RCB Bank. That's my bank.
Hughes Lumber in Dewey is more than just a lumber yard. Of course, they have plumbing, paint, hardware, and lawn care products. Everything from rain gauges to tomato cages. They can also help with pest control of ants, flies, mice, and moles. Just ask the Hughes guys for their expert advice. And if you're a contractor or do-it-yourselfer, Hughes carries replacement windows, interior and exterior doors, chain link fencing, and more. Call 918-534-1335. Hughes Lumber in Dewey. So much more than just a lumber yard.
Duncan kicking off for Adair after the long touchdown, and it's going to go out of bounds at the 7-yard line as Cale Carner escorted that ball out of bounds. That means good field position for the Doggers as they come out on offense. Not the most ideal situation, Tim, trailing 8-0 after the long third down touchdown pass for the Warriors, but like we've talked about, Cole Brown is going to be an impact player here and needs some help from that offensive line as well.
Max, I just want to say, I don't know when I've seen a series of four consecutive more bizarre plays than we saw on that on the end of that last 2-minute, 1-second 8-air drive. You had the what looked like a trick play where they tried to get a man outside, and then they had the fumble snap and the big loss, and then you had the long pass, and then you had the fumble into the end zone for 2 points. Probably the most bizarre four-play series I've ever seen.
So the senior quarterback, Chase Rivard, comes out. Second career start. He'll be in the full house backfield. Carner to his right, Lorenz to his left, Cole Brown the tailback. Rivard takes a snap from the 35, gives off to Brown. Brown spins off of one, disappears into the line of scrimmage. A gang of Warriors meets him at the 36-yard line. Just one on the first down carry from Cole Brown, second and nine on the way.
And they're going to have to get more than one at a time here to make this work.
Cole Brown, a great descriptor from Coach Cade earlier this week. He said, one cut and then run you over.
Exactly.
Didn't really do the run him over part that time, but he's a guy that he'll put his foot in the ground, try to make a read of the defense, get them to commit one way, and use some sheer force to try to get by.
I think there was a couple more green jerseys than he needed in his way right then.
Full house again. Lewis and Buford, the two receivers on the near side. Chase Rivard takes it. Give off to Cole Brown at the middle. Plunges forward across the 40, still going. Up to the 43-yard line, gain of 7 on the second down carry. And that's the Cole Brown I think Doggers fans can get used to this year.
That's the one that Coach K described for us. He was just a bull in a china closet right there.
Now it's a big impact down, third down and 3. Doggers have gone to the run the first two times. They trail 8-0, 8:54 on the clock. Check of the scoreboard brought to you by Tri-County Tech, where successful futures are built. Third and 3, ball on the 42-yard line, middle of the field, full house backfield. Lewis and Buford split out either side, Brown the deep man. Now the slot backs Carner and Lorenz split out, and a timeout's called by Coach K. That's the second one taken already, just 3 minutes and 25 seconds into this season. Not the most ideal start, but obviously didn't like something with that setup.
Now he looked after they set and went in motion and split the two shallow backs out wide. he saw something wrong with the formation or what they were trying to run, and he called an immediate timeout. Good time to do it. You've got a long two, short three for a first down here. You definitely want to pick this up and keep your momentum going, try to get back and score some points on the board and get back in this game real quick.
Yeah, it feels like a critical down for this Dewey football team. Lost to Adair the two previous season openers, 76-36 right here 2 years ago. Then at home, 26-7 last year. Coach Cade really motivated here. Said the game plan is pretty similar to what they've done the last 2 years. Hopefully can get some better results. So out of the timeout, 3rd and 3, ball on the 42-yard line, maybe the 43. Need to get to the 45, so about 2.5 yards to go. They'll spread it wide, 4 receivers. Revard in the pistol, Cole Brown behind him. 2 receivers on either side. Revard, the hard count, Adair doesn't bite, could be sending pressure from the edges. 8:35 on the clock, Revard scans. As he takes the snap, rolling out right, has corner open, slips it to him, caught and drilled. The ball pops out. I believe they're going to say an incomplete pass. But my goodness, the Adair Warriors packing a punch there. I believe that was the senior defensive back, Jake Rains, who disrupted Cale Carner. He has his helmet off, a little bit slow to get up. Carner grasping near his ribs there, and he took quite a licking.
Yep, that was a tremendous defensive play. He separated him from the ball. Because it was a first down, not by much, but he had about 3 yards on the catch.
Chase Revard is the punter on this team as Carner able to get off the field in his own power. 2 returnmen back, it's Austin Hines and Barrett Bradbury at the 25-yard line. The 2 best playmakers for Adair back to return this punt. We'll see what Revard can do in practice this week. He was trying to get him toward the sideline to limit any kind of return game. So 4th down, Revard takes it. He's going to try to run it himself. Now kicks it late, and this one skies. It's going to bounce inside the 25 and take a friendly Dewey roll out of bounds near the 18-yard line. Not a bad kick there by Chase Revard. Thought potentially that could have been some sort of fake play, and it might have been until the very last second, but about a 40-yard punt there from Chase Revard. Helps field position game out a little bit. So Adair starts with a football for the 2nd time deep inside their own territory. Tim, what do you want to see here from the Dogger defense in this series?
Well, nothing over the top like we just witnessed on that 47-yard pass play. Still make a comment about Revard. I think Cade has enough confidence in him. He's got enough experience under his belt. I think he got him out on the perimeter. He said, if you can make the first down, go for it. If you have any second guesses, kick it away. And he did.
8-0, Adair Warriors, 8:17 remaining in the first quarter. They'll come out 2 receivers on either side. EB the tailback with Hines in the backfield. EB split out to the right. Hines takes the snap. He'll give it to EB up the middle. No, he takes it himself. A little bit of a struggle on the handoff, and he's met by Cole Brown and a host of other Dewey linemen. Looked like Jacob Duclos assisted on that tackle as well. Didn't get much. We'll see where they spot this one. Only about a 2 or 3 yard gain there.
We'll give him 2.
That'll get him to the 21. Well, they gave him about 4.
No, I'm a monkey's uncle if that's 4.
Ball at the 22-yard line. Here's a quick play headed the other way. It's a sweep handoff to Garrett Long, near side, past the 30, to the 35. Lewis trips him up, and that's going to be a first down, gain of 13. Another running play with a wide receiver, but I believe some laundry on the field there.
Looks like it. I think there's a block in the back here.
We'll see what our head referee says.
I missed it. There was a call against Adair, but of course he motioned to the stands away from us. I think it's a block in the back,
yeah,
right,
they're going to move him way back. Original line of scrimmage was the 22-yard line. They're going to put the ball on the 24, so it had to have been a downfield blocking infraction. So it'll be 2nd down and about 4 or 5. 8-0 Adair, first quarter of the season. Long 47-yard touchdown strike from Hines to Bradbury on the first drive. 3 receiver look, 1 tight end as well. It's a play fake. Hines looking downfield, throws it for Boren, and he's hit early by Chase Revard. This is going to draw a flag. Timing of that play was disrupted from the start. I think if Chase Revard just waits a little bit longer in coverage, he breaks up that pass cleanly. He might have a chance to step in front of that for an interception.
Chase steps in front of it. I don't think he saw the ball. I think if he steps in front of that, he may have 6 points.
It's a big Brock Boren, the tight end. Had 7 touchdowns a year ago in this very high-powered Adair offense. The Warriors lost in the state quarterfinals, lost in the state semis in 2016, and state champions 2015. Very talented two-way squad. Referees, it's week 1 for them as well, taking some time.
I've been playing rock, paper, scissors for this.
7:23 on the clock. 8-0 8-air. Check of the scoreboard being brought to you by Bartnet IP, your fixed wireless service provider. The referee stepping forward after the pass interference penalty on Chase Rivard. Where is he going to spot this one? It'll go to the 39-yard line in 8-air territory.
So now both teams have a penalty under their belts, so it's time to move on from there.
First down and 10. We'll reset. A little bit sloppy thus far. Trips left. Four wide receivers set total. Here's a pitch play to left. He wasn't looking for the ball. It's loose. It's on the ground. Who picks it up? The Doggers have it. The Doggers have it. Looks like Braden Adcock falls on the football for Dewey.
How about that? Just what the Doggers needed.
Impressive stuff there. Actually, I think it was Dylan McDaniel who came away with that ball, but the Doggers strike first, a big-time turnover, and they'll have the ball in Adair territory on the 34-yard line. Just a mental lapse there by the Adair offense. Couldn't get the pitch play.
I'm like you. I don't think Lappy was looking for it.
Now, that's what happens in this offense, the run-pass option. You have so many pre-snap reads at the line of scrimmage. Sometimes, if you're not on the same page, things can get confusing. So Dewey strikes first. Can the offense take advantage? They'll come out with three wide receivers near side. It's Carner closest to the line of scrimmage, then Lorenz, then Corbin Buford. Cole Brown is behind Chase Rivard. Now Brown motioned out to the flat short side of the field. Rivard takes the snap, steps up, facing some pressure, rolling out as Hines is going to wrap him down way back at the 47-yard line. Likely a holding penalty down at the 40-yard line, close to that line of scrimmage.
That one down here, too.
Right? There is one on the far side. Near the 18-yard line down the field, could be potentially offsetting penalties. Would love it if the referee would face us. We're on the visiting side press box.
Yeah, Rivard had Brown early on that wheel route and just didn't spot him. It wasn't, I guess, not his primary receiver, and looked the other way. And he had him for about a 10-yard gain if he could have got it to him early.
Real impressive stuff here, though, Tim. Both quarterbacks playing two ways. Austin Hines came up and got that sack from his linebacker position. Of course, the counterpart of Chase Rivard playing quarterback for Adair.
Yeah, he's kind of a beast as well. Of course,
really a
big
guy.
We know how Chase can hit on defense. So,
Coach Cade analyzing some of the talent on this Adair team. He said there's a lot of potential guys that could play on Saturdays, maybe near the Division II level. We see a substitution. Grant Johnson is going to swap in for Braden Lewis. Grant, a senior, he'll play some tight end.
Well, Max, we had the obvious call in the backfield, which looks like a hold at the 40. But down at around the 20, something in the defensive backfield. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, we're still sorting this.
Shot block against the Doggers. Personal foul against.
So offsetting penalties, at least it should be.
Well, should we not be back at the original line of scrimmage?
Oh, yeah, they had the ball spotted at the 40.
Yeah, we're five. How'd we lose 5 yards on that exchange?
Yeah, it was the 34-yard line was where the fumble was recovered. That's what it says on the scoreboard. That's what I have written down on my sheet as well. Like I said, it's week one for everybody.
Well, theirs was a 15-yard penalty for sure. Ours was a 10. We should have made 5 yards. I think their
math is
backwards.
They should offset, and we should just replay first down is what should be going on here. But apparently not, so the Doggers inexplicably lose 6 yards there. First down and 10 from the Adair 40. Full house backfield, Buford the lone receiver near side. Rivard takes the snap, give off to Zane Lorenz. Inside handoff, tripped up, stumbles forward past the 35-yard line. It was first and 15 for some odd reason, so it'll be second and 9 after the 6-yard run by Zane Lorenz, the senior. He's a Bartlesville High transfer, big-time vocal leader on this Dewey Bulldoggers team. He's really going to get the guys pumped up, really just an animal out there.
I don't even know how to score that last 10, 15 yard debacle.
Anyway, that was confusing to say the least.
I didn't put it down as a penalty for your team.
Doggers trail by 8 points, trying to take advantage of a turnover. Back to where they started. It's about second and 10. Trips left. Rivard gives it off to Cole Brown up the middle. Shoves away a defender fighting forward to the 30, and he is wrestled down on the right hash mark there. A nice gain by Cole Brown. Give him 7 yards. Trunges forward there. This Adair front is something that Coach Tyler Cade felt like he could attack with a big offensive line that he has. So far, so good on a couple carries for Cole Brown.
Adair just brought in two fresh horses on defense. I think they were seeing what we're seeing up here. The guys are getting battered up front.
Third down, 5 yards to go. Under the six-minute mark, 8-0 our score. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Tri-County Tech, our scoreboard sponsor. will stack two wide receivers near the sideline. Revard takes it. He's optioning out left with Cole Brown. Revard cuts up field, breaks one tackle inside the 25-yard line, close to a first down. A flag flies in behind the play there. It's a big collision.
Holding.
Chase Revard is a little bit slow to get up. Second time on this series, he's taken a little bit of a hard hit. Doggers offensive line a little bit undisciplined thus far, if that is a holding penalty.
Yeah, heck of a time for that to happen. Great run there by Chase. Put his head down and got what he needed.
Helmet popped off for Revard, so he's going to have to come off the field for a play.
That's right.
So a holding penalty pushes the Doggers back to the 40-yard line. Catastrophic penalty there, Tim.
Yes.
The difference between what could have been a very close to a first down, worst case fourth and short. Now they're pushed back to the other side of the 40-yard line. We'll call it the 41. Still in eight-air territory. Cale Carner is going to come in and take this snap at quarterback. He's a speedster. They clocked him at 4.5 seconds in the 40-yard dash. Coach Cade called him the fastest player on the team. So might see something of a rollout play here.
Down to five on the play clock. Now take their last time out.
Need to hurry up here. Carner gets the snap off in time. Options out to the right with Brown. Gets it to the pitch. Cole Brown makes one cut and swallowed up by the Adair defensive front. No gain on the play. All kinds of out of sorts for the Doggers there on that look, Tim.
Yeah, that was just a fiasco from the start. You know, you got a backup quarterback going in for his first play. And you ask him to run the option. And good things did not happen. Of course, he's running out of clock. Might as well go for it on fourth down here.
Ball at the 40-yard line. Chase Revard, the quarterback and the punter.
The field must be kind of damp because I've noticed it was in great shape when we started, but there's a lot of divots out there
yes.
now.
Yes. Doesn't look like a punt formation. Full house backfield. Lewis and Buford, the two wide receivers, split on either side. Revard takes